This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
I think it's really sexy.
Guys, move on.
Brother Ralph.
Bifurcate.
What?
Is that your cue? Is that your cue?
Hello?
Hold on, we got it.
Sports talk radio.
Hey. We on?
Hey. Mom? Like,
oh, no. No, you're not on.
Is this one?
Dad?
Hey, it's that one.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, good.
Hey, we found one. Hey, Tim Taylor.
Nope. Hey, there we are. Okay.
God.
There's a lot of microphones in here. What do you guys have, like, a lot of people in here?
No, we never have anyone. You're the only person that ever comes in here.
Really?
Yeah, no one else comes in.
Are they scared of you guys?
We never have anybody in studio anymore.
No,
what is that all about?
I don't know.
I think we've just pissed them all off.
There's a possibility that we have alienated everyone in the sporting community in Portland, and then no one ever wants to come in.
Tim Taylor, 99.5 The World.
What's up? Hey, no. Let's go.
Hey, so we're going to talk about face tattoos. What are you doing?
Well, I was talking to Souk, and he's like, yeah, if we're talking face tattoos, all the mumble rappers are doing it. And I was like, what are you talking about?
He didn't know about mumble rap.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, that's a thing.
No.
Hey, it is.
Rusty, can you pull up some mumble rap?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Is it bad?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't, because the people that look like they're doing it are scary.
Do we have a clean mumble rap? Is that possible?
I'm not even sure what you're talking about. I haven't listened to anything older than about 1998.
This is the whitest show in America.
Apparently.
No, dude. It's
how
not
is
the...
it that I am the cultural one here? No. I mean, if you look up like white guy in the dictionary, it's me. I look like a white supremacist.
If you're rolling down the road in my minivan, odds are there's going to be some Alan Parsons Project or some England Dan and John Ford Coley. Oh,
there's nothing wrong with any of that.
he's got the Little River Band fired up, ready to go home.
Hey, LRB, nothing wrong with LRB.
There's a lot wrong with that.
I don't know, like the mumble rappers. They rap, but they mumble. It's all like Lil, and everyone's got Lil. It's like Lil Pump and little Xanax, and like that's a real guy.
That's right.
And they literally mumble.
Yes.
Well, anybody can do it.
Why? Well, I don't think I can do it.
Why do they call them mumble rappers?
I will be unintentionally doing it later tonight after a few cocktails. Mm-hmm.
It's not like a clever term or anything. They rap and they kind of they mumble their words. You can't really make it out.
But they are words. They just
yes.
Because a lot of musicians do that too. Like there's a lot of songs that you're like, what the hell are they saying?
Sure. But this is something different. Like Nirvana was, you know, if you listen to like Smell Like Teen Spirit or Pearl Jam, Yellow Ledbetter.
Is that mumble music?
No, this is, those are lyrics that can be hard to understand. These people literally are mumbling through the entire raps. I don't know how else to describe. That's why I said, Jeff, can you please go find, just like Google mumble
He's
rap.
He's trying.
Maybe you could like, just like, you've heard it. I mean, Souk stays up on all the cool things.
He's very cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean. It's literally
very cool.
Do you think somebody were like they were drinking their 40s? They still do that? Is that that makes sense? And they were like hammered.
I don't think you.
And then they were trying to rap and they mumbled and they went, "We're on to something."
No. See,
no?
Tim, no one's drinking 40s anymore. It's all about the scissor.
Damn.
You're drinking Sprite and like codeine. That's what it's about now.
Yes.
The styrofoam, I'm uncomfortable.
The styrofoam cups.
Why? Why are you uncomfortable?
Well, you guys are really white. And
what do you mean? What do you mean?
I want to add some less white to this, but I can't. And that's what's making me uncomfortable.
Ah, got you.
Like, yeah. I don't know anything that you're talking about.
Well, that means you're the whitest of the white.
Maybe I am.
Yeah.
Might be.
Yo.
Well, I've got kids. And so, I don't know. You're forced to be around this.
Aren't your kids into the mumble rap now?
I don't think so, but like when you're around children and they're friends or whatever, I'm exposed to things, and oftentimes I drop a, well, what the hell is that?
Goddamn, everybody's drinking Sprite and codeine, duh.
And then if you're not, then your kids make fun of you, and then you get made fun of, but then you figure out what the hell is going on, and then you find out about mumble rap and scissor.
Okay, so why do you think mumble rappers are getting face tattoos?
Yeah, what's the deal?
But they all have them, so to prove.
They all have them.
Dude, they do. I've seen the pictures. There's somebody tattooed the guy from Saw on their face.
Yeah.
And a giant 69 on their forehead.
Tim didn't believe me, and so I said, I Google imaged mumble rappers. Not anyone specifically, just mumble rappers. And every single photo that popped up.
Dude,
yeah,
everyone,
they all have them.
They all have
they
them.
They do.
And it's not one Mike Tyson tattoo. It's multiple. It's a menage, if you will, of tattoos. And one guy did have a giant 69 tattooed on his forehead, and then he's got the guy from Saw tattooed on his cheek.
Yeah,
seems a little childish.
Seems like it. I wonder, as you grow up, if you're going to regret having 69, or which is more regrettable, 69 on your face or the guy from Saw?
69 on your face.
On your face.
So hey, no, who's the guy? Who's the guy?
There's one dude that looks like Weird Al.
Post Malone.
Yeah, Post Malone.
That guy. Have you seen what he has under his eyes? He has multiple face tattoos, but under one of his eyes, it says, or what, under his left eye, it says always, and under his right eye, it says tired.
Oh.
Is that like the lamest tattoo ever? I mean, aren't face tattoos supposed to be like...
I just keep thinking how high you got to be to go, I'm going to get always tired tattooed on my face.
So why do they do this?
I don't know.
So here's the thing, guys.
Suk, I was hoping Suk was going to save this.
Listen to me. Here's what's happening. There's a story on this on Vice, and... what is happening is young teenagers who follow these guys are getting face tattoos, and it is becoming like their logo, like your signature.
Got you.
Right? That's what it is. And it's becoming a real thing, and it is way more sort of acceptable now than us old white guys ever knew.
So, like,
how you stand out. It's your brand.
So, years from now, I get, like, Post Malone's a millionaire, and he's going to be fine. But he's got Stay Away tattooed over his eyebrow. He's got barbed wire on his forehead, always tired under each eye, and he's got the Playboy bunny on his cheek. Now, I get for Post Malone, who's probably worth $20 million, that's fine. But in 20 years or 15 years, am I going to go buy, like, a car... and the salesman is going to have the Playboy bunny and some barbed wire tattooed on his face? Is that just going to become the norm?
So get this. Okay, so here's where it comes from. Oh, wait. Are we going to bring... okay, is this... who is this? What am I doing? Sports is happening.
We've got the great Will Darkins.
Will Darkins, everybody.
Oh, what's up, bros?
Hello?
Hold on, we lost... what? Will?
Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Will, go.
Go.
What's up, bros? Hello?
What are you doing? What do you want?
All right, bro. So I was listening to you talking about this, right? Okay, so you guys need to look up Lil Pump.
Lil what?
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
You're right. It's always Lil something.
I know who Lil Pump is.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, look up Lil Pump. Now, look. Now, the face tattoos, it means you killed somebody. It means you 86'd them.
Nuh-uh. Come
no.
on.
Yes.
That's not nice.
How do you know that?
Well, trust me, bro. I'm on the inside of the hip stuff.
He does dress trendy.
There's no way Lil Pump has killed anyone. Look at Lil.
Yes, bro, he has. Look at him. He has dreadlocks.
Well, wait a minute. If you tattooed your face and you killed somebody, wouldn't you be in jail?
Well, no, that's the case, right? They got away with it, and the tattoo is supposed to indicate, oh my God, I'm so intense, I got away with it. Like, everybody knows, it's like a wink.
I'll tell you what, this is Will. Will was our expert on You Were Gone, but Will knew a lot about orgies, and now he knows a lot about face tattoos and murder.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you something else that's interesting is that at a lot of orgies, you will see face tattoos.
See? Will apparently is up on everything.
I don't know if I believe what you're saying, but I guess I'll go with you on this. I have no other expert here.
You know what's weird is I know this Will kid that's on the phone, right? He works here, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what you actually do, Will, but I've seen you in the building. And you seem like a nice young man. You're clean cut. You dress mm-hmm. nice. You don't. How do you? What? Why are you dealing in orgies and face tattoos and murder?
Well, I had a prior life. You know,
you're 12, you know, dude. You're literally 12. But I'm impressed with your knowledge. If it's true,
he's late 20s, I think. Right.
All right. What I'm telling you is
how old are you?
I got into the intense life, and I got into some crazy stuff, and no, then
this guy is not.
You
crazy.
Know, I just changed my life around. Actually, they wrote an article about me in the Portland Tribune and how Isaac Ropp had really kind of inspired me to get into radio.
Are you sure that
remember that, Ropp?
All right. Yes, I do. Get out of here. Thank you for calling. Yeah, bye.
I'm sure he meant it was in the back of the Willamette Week.
God. No, it was in the Tribune. I'm his inspiration.
Wow.
So face tattoos orgies.
I know for a
hello.
I just know for a fact too that there is zero chance that Lil Pump or Lil Xan have murdered anybody.
Let me tell you what this article says about why these guys get face tattoos. Here's the first thing. The first thing is, and I'll read this to you. A lot of the face tattoos popularity has to do with self motivation. They function as a commitment to become sufficiently successful and not have to conform to a 9-to-5 office job fiddling around with Excel spreadsheets. Lil Peep, is that who he told us to? Was
no,
it Lil Peep, Lil Pump?
Lil Pump.
Okay, Lil Peep in 2017, Lil Peep said, I got the broken heart tattoo on my face when I was 17 years old just to force myself to really do some S.
Wow.
So what they do is.
I think Lil Peep's dead, by the way.
He might have died.
I think he OD'd.
Yeah, so I don't know if he did some S, but.
Oh, yeah, he's got a bunch of them.
Probably did a lot of S and now he's dead.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, so he said, and then this other guy, Lil Xan Xanarchy.
Yeah, so I know Lil Xan. So Lil Xan stands for Lil Xanax, and I'm familiar with his work. And
by the way,
someone says we're making fun of black culture. No, we're not.
No.
All these guys are white.
Yeah, there's a lot. I was going to say, most of
Lil Xan, Lil Pump, and Lil Peep are all white guys. So, no, this
yeah,
is
so
not.
Yeah, so F you.
Yeah.
I can't even see the color of the skin. Their faces are tattooed.
So he said something similar when explaining why he got a portrait of Anne Frank on one side of his face. There are people in history that didn't have the power to control to actually do things that they wanted to do with their lives, to be stuck in a house and end up dying. Dude, I'm dying to make music. So what they do is...
Lil Xan has 69 on his face, too.
So basically, if you get one of these tats and you get it multiple, it's your expression, it's your brand, and you're saying, I'm one of these guys... And there's no way I'm ever going to sit. They know this. They're like, I'm never going to sit behind a desk. I'm never going to conform. This is who I am. And damn it, I'm going to go out in the world and make something of myself anyway.
Right on.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, interesting.
How about that, Taylor?
So basically,
these guys have more money in the bank than you do.
In some weird way, I guess it kind of makes sense. It's removing the safety net, right?
Yep.
It's that I'm going to do this and I'm either going to sink or swim. And in the case of these mumble rappers, these guys are all rich and famous. The scary part is how many kids are not famous rappers. And now you have 69 tattooed on your face.
See, that's what I'm thinking, right.
And you've now eliminated yourself from every job that you could ever possibly get.
A Lil Pump, we've looked at your resume.
Pump, you're perfect for this job, with the exception of that face tattoo.
There's some of the people in the office are a little bit scared of you. Could you explain the 69 on your face
and
the guy with the mask and stuff?
To that point, like Lil Pump's not getting those jobs even without face tattoos.
Are you always tired?
It's a valid point.
It's like, so might as well just tat your face.
Yeah. Well, I've always said, like, if you're going to get the face tattoo, you either need to be a rock star, rapper, or a UFC fighter. And without that, you're kind of hooped. But, I mean, if you are one of those people, then by all means, have at it. Like, James Hetfield has a tattoo on his neck, the lead singer of Metallica, but he's worth $200 million.
So, yeah, I'd get a tattoo if I was sure this radio thing was going to pan out.
But if my kid came to me and said, I want to get a tattoo like James Hetfield or Lil Pump, I would say, well... Get a couple $1 million, then by all means, tattoo your face. Until then, why don't we go ahead and not do that?
Yeah, not a bad idea. Let's just be a little play it safe.
There's one other factor that they cite. A lot of them cite the fact that, and Post Malone said this, that they just want to scare adults. They think it's funny that because like us, like we're sitting here like, oh my God, we sound like the old guys, like the Muppet guys.
Get off my lawn with your face tattoos.
And to them, they're like, no, this, it's funny to scare.
But here's the thing about that. when we were growing up, if you saw someone with a face tattoo, that meant that they were going to stab you in the neck.
It kind of did. Like, yeah, most of the time.
It was a legitimate thing.
Absolutely.
Now you see someone with a face tattoo, you're asking, where's the pumpkin spice latte? Yeah,
like they may be selling something on Etsy.
Yeah, it's not.
You're right.
It's not scary anymore. Old people, like old guys with tattoos, that's a different story. You find a guy that's like in his 50s or 60s.
With the old anchor on the forearm.
That guy has either A, killed a bunch of people in war, or done some time. He's done his nickel in prison and isn't afraid to go back. That's the guy that you're nervous about. Now it's, you see someone and they've got like a Laverne and Shirley L tattooed on him, and the person from, no one's scared of tattoos anymore. Tattoos are the least scary thing ever. It just that doesn't work unless you have like a look to go about it. Like if you see like a gypsy joker, or you see like a Hell's Angels guy or whatever, or I don't know, like a Blood or a Crip, and that dude's all tatted up, you're like, I get it, you're gonna kill me. But if I see Post Malone out on the street or a Lil Pump, I'm not crossing the street.
What if you saw Lil Dicky?
I don't know who Lil Dicky is.
Look up Lil Dicky. He's funny. He's a comedian. He's a white guy with a beard.
Yeah.
And he calls himself Lil Dicky.
You surf for Lil Dicky quite a bit?
I'm sorry, what?
What's his name again?
Lil Dicky.
Yeah, Lil Dicky.
He's not all tatted up.
You search for Lil Dicky quite a bit. I notice you're searching for Lil Dicky right now.
Shut
on the internet.
Up. Get out. You know what? Get out of here. You're done.
Sorry. That was bad, huh?
You're out of here. Oh, Russ is yelling at us. We got to go. Yeah, Lil Dicky's got a whole bit, I guess. It says rapper, actor, comedian, model. Life lessons with Lil Dicky.
Yeah, he doesn't.
And he wears a turtleneck.
Is it a turtleneck or is it a dicky?
It appears to be a turtleneck
You know what a dicky is.
Yes, I do. But this appears to be a turtleneck.
A full turtleneck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, either way, Lil Rop, if you are really going to take your game to the next level,
I'm inspired. I'm going to do it.
I feel face tattoo.
Yeah.
All right. 6:18 coming up next. Not sure on the Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double sun power!
All right, we've restored order here.
From Lil Pump to Lil Xan to Lil Rop to whatever the hell we're going to do next.
Lil Dicky. It got crazy.
Well, we got into mumble rap and face tattoos.
But now we're gonna venture back into our lane here.
That's not our lane?
No.
Young 20-something hip-hop culture. Is that even... I don't even know if that's hip-hop.
Yeah, again, don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
Are you going to the Jack White show? Just stay in that lane.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? There you go. I went to Pearl Jam, you went to Jack White. Nothing says 20-year-old hip-hop like those two acts.
So this woman is a comedian. Her name is Eliza Skinner.
Okay.
And she had a really good thread on Twitter when she asked her followers, what is your least popular but deeply held opinion?
Ooh.
And I'm just rolling through the thread, and some of it's pretty funny.
Okay, I'm hoping this didn't turn like a real like racist thing.
No, not at all. No. It's just mundane things, right. But things that we think, things that we believe. One is okay. So I'll just roll through some of these. I mean, it's really long. Like it got like a lot of play.
But I can see that's kind of a fun thing.
It's great.
I was trying to noodle through right when you said that. I was like, I don't know
you got to think about
it. Least popular thing.
Here's one. One of the first ones is concerts suck. And then what she does is she'll come through and other people will come in. They'll start talking about that. And the thread on that says, I always want to leave after like 20 minutes.
Wow.
And then she said, I was at a Kanye show at the Forum when he stopped halfway through and canceled the show. And it was the best. One, something unexpected happened. Two, I got my money back. But three, I got to see Kanye for free. And it ended early.
How about that? I did see, for whatever reason, that there was it was on multiple headlines today that Rascal Flatts, who, by the way, who knew that was still a thing?
I saw that.
Rascal Flatts. Apparently, they ended a concert before the encore, and
they didn't come back out. No, I guess there was a threat or something.
I don't know. Like, people were livid, and my point was, you should have been livid that you were at a Rascal Flatts concert, in, like, Indiana. But apparently that was like a major news story today that Rascal Flatts didn't come back out for an encore.
So there's, yeah, that's interesting.
Good night, Indiana. There will be no encore.
Those guys are everything that's wrong with music, in my opinion.
Yes. I don't know if that is an unpopular opinion, but I share it as well, that if you are at a Rascal Flatts concert, you are what's wrong with music.
Another one says, oh, this is her. She says, I hate watching kids act. It makes my skin crawl. In fact, I think children should not act professionally or with adults at all. It is cringy and annoying to watch and psychologically twisted for them. And then she's being funny. She says, signed, former child actor.
Hmm.
I think that's interesting. I've had that thought before. I don't know that I care enough to say that they shouldn't, but I have had that thought before watching kids in movies go, and they're really bad at it, you know? Like, yeah, they're just not very good actors or whatever.
Like, I know I read a story about the, I don't remember what his name is, but he was the little kid that played Darth Vader. I guess he wasn't Darth Vader. He was Anakin Skywalker.
It was Jake something.
Yeah, Jake something or other. And, you know, that movie among Star Wars fans who are pretty passionate about their films, he's like the most hated guy in the world.
Look, that movie's kind of like the Star Wars version of like Fletch 2.
Yeah, it's
Fletch
bad.
Labs, excuse me.
Like Star Wars dudes just hate that film. And he was like 9 or 8 or something, was horrible in it. The script was awful. And he's in really bad shape because of it. Like anywhere he goes, that's what he's known for. And it's just like online, he gets bullied. And he said like developed like a drug and alcohol problem. And all because of something that he did when he was like 8 years old.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Child actors and...
Yeah, I can see
and
that.
And so she's just saying, just get rid of it. Another one.
So instead of child actors, we CGI them, right?
I don't know.
Do we get little people?
Maybe it's...
Do we get dwarves to play kids?
Maybe it's the start of just eliminating children altogether, which I'd vote for that.
Might be in a little bit of trouble at that point.
Batman is neither a great superhero nor even an interesting character.
Wow, that's a bold move.
She chimes in, says she shared that opinion to a degree.
Huh. Yeah, I can't abide by that. Mine would probably be off the top of my head that I think youth sports is bad. Like,
that's not that crazy.
I don't know if it's like if I hold on to that in all
Well,
instances.
I guess not crazy. She asks, what is your least popular but deeply held opinion?
That would probably
Yeah, be, that fits.
That would probably be mine.
That fits.
That if we took the time, effort, and money that we spent in youth sports to actually giving a damn about raising better human beings and education and I think we'd be better off. I think we do the whole, oh yeah, sports teaches us so much, and without sports, where would we be? And I think somewhere along the line, that may have used to been the case. And I think somewhere along the line, we Arthur Fonzarelli that, and we jumped that shark.
This woman says, as a whole, Caddyshack is a bad movie. People only think it's good because the few and far between good bits are very funny.
Really?
I'm going to fight that person.
Yeah, that is an unpopular opinion. That's ridiculous.
The next guy, there isn't much of a thread on that one. Nobody really agrees with her. Eliza responds with, oh, weird, I have this exact tweet tattooed on my knuckles. Anyway, the next one says, pine trees are the worst. Fine in a forest or on Christmas morning, but not anywhere else. And she responded, this is gloriously specific. The Doors aren't a terrible band.
Oh, see, I thought they were going to say The Doors are a great band because I don't like The Doors.
Well, they kind of are saying, they're saying The Doors aren't a terrible band. Like, it is thought that The Doors, like, I think the more popular belief is that The Doors aren't that great.
You know, that's the one I hold.
Glorified by, you know, Jim Morrison and just the lifestyle and everything. But, yeah, this one says The Doors aren't a terrible band.
What's yours?
I don't know. I've thought about this. I saw this the other day.
Well, I'm going to go with the one off that I can think of for you is the flossing thing.
Oh, yeah.
You think flossing doesn't matter.
No, that's not what I said.
That is what that's what you said.
Not really.
Define what you said then.
I gotta frame it for you properly.
You're anti-floss.
I don't think it's necessary. How about that? It's not necessary.
Floss.
I'm a son and a brother of a dentist.
Okay. Ooh.
I grew up here.
Uh-oh. Bracing.
In Beaverton. We grew up in Beaverton with the good fluoridated water.
Uh-huh.
I've never had a cavity in my entire life, probably largely due to the non-fluoridated water.
Okay.
I floss my teeth approximately twice a year the morning before I go in for my cleaning.
Okay.
That being said, they also say that the amount of bleeding that they have when they'd go through my cleaning would be greatly reduced.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, of course. I mean, look, it's nobody's saying it doesn't do good. It is not necessary. That would be how I would frame it. And maybe I'll tweet her that. See what she says.
It's at your flossing is not necessary.
Grease too is better than Grease. Another one says Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was the best Indiana Jones film. What do you think about that?
I'll go with that.
Is that unpopular?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
I like Temple of Doom. I've seen that one more than all the others.
I'm a Last Crusade guy, but I got no problem. I don't think that that's an unpopular view that the Temple of Doom is the best of those films.
Now, I can't.
That would be if you said like any of the Star Wars prequels that those were one of your favorites, like that would be an unpopular view.
Yeah, I don't get what this guy's saying. He's saying every food is either a soup, a salad, or a sandwich. And she asks, what is steak? And he says, this is my most controversial claim. Steak is a salad. I don't know. They lost me on that one. He says, just plain cheese is a salad. Melted cheese is a soup. And if cheese contains other stuff, it might be a sandwich.
Huh.
That is a man who has a brain that does drugs.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but I appreciate the passion behind it.
And then he says a sandwich is merely an organized salad.
Ooh, see, here's one coming in. I like my bacon slightly undercooked, not crispy.
Okay.
I got an issue with that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unpopular.
I think that's unpopular because doesn't everyone like their bacon? Well, not everyone, but I would assume the vast majority of people like a crispy bacon as opposed to an undercooked bacon.
I think crispy bacon all the way.
Undercooked bacon is like what you get at like a bad fast food restaurant that like it's been microwaved and it doesn't even really look like bacon. Looks like some sort of vegan imitation
yeah,
bacon.
That bacon better not be limp.
Exactly. Limp bacon is no good, and the limp bacon is undercooked bacon.
Right.
Yeah, that's a bold, bold statement.
Another one says, how can the Twitter thread is, what is your least popular but deeply held opinion? This doesn't really apply, but she's like, how can Family Feud be on the air for so many years and I've never been surveyed? You ever thought about that?
Not only have I never been surveyed, I've never met anyone who has been surveyed.
I know. They don't do real surveys, do they?
I had one of these and it turned out it was true. The McDonald's game. For years and years and years. Remember the McDonald's Monopoly game?
I read that article recently.
For years and years and years, I held on to the belief that those prizes were never given out. That the good ones, the boardwalk and all that, like the $1 million, the sports car and everything. I said, that's a load of crap. They never made any of those. And it turned out I was partially right. Turns out like a mob and a bunch of gangsters were hoarding them all. So you could never get it. Normal people could never win those.
That is a good read. If you want a good long read, read that article that came out about the story behind that.
Yes, I believe that. And about just in general, like sweepstakes and like those big contests, I'm a believer that those things are all BS and that no normal person ever wins those. Those are all set up in fake promotional things. No one ever wins them.
Here's one that I would perhaps wave a flag for.
Really?
Sushi sucks.
On board, 100%.
I'm absolutely not a fan.
Not at all.
Hate it. And anytime you tell someone, and I
get really mad.
I do. I try to softly frame it where I do this. It's not my favorite. I wouldn't eat there, but I try to downplay it. But I'm here to tell you, I hate sushi. And people get mad at you.
Yeah.
They're angry.
Is it so wrong that I like my food cooked?
Yeah, and then they do the, have you ever had it? Yes, I've had it. I don't like it. But it's not an acceptable opinion in general civilized society. They don't like it.
I'm going to go ahead and lump in the old seared ahi tuna in there, too. Too raw in the middle for me.
All right, we got to run. Let's get an update in here, and we'll come back with a few more of these. We'll wrap it up. Text yours, 55305. It is 634. Here's Rust with SportsCenter.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm going to kick some butt. I'm going to drive big truck on the road. I'm going to kick some ass. I'm going to rise. I'm going to kick little ass. Rock, slide, and eagle.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
Guys, move on.
Brother, bro.
Bifurcate.
A couple of others here. The Twitter thread is, what is your least popular but deeply held opinion? We're talking about this. It was a comedian who did it. and it gained quite a bit of traction. Eliza Skinner is her name. Two more from that, and then I'm going to read some that you dropped in. One, pie is a gross and unacceptable dessert.
Mm. Yeah, there was one of those. Someone texted that in.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest with you. I kind of agree with that.
Oh, see, I'm more of a pie guy than a cake guy. I'd much rather do a birthday pie than I would a birthday cake.
I wouldn't.
Like me some pie.
How about this one? Weddings. Every one of them. Every single one is the same. Every bride endeavors to make her wedding different, but they're bloatingly expensive, over the top, hugely boring, and a total disingenuous display of look how happily ever after we are. Sorry.
That's 100%, but I think a lot of people share that or have that belief. You just can't say it out loud.
Well, that's why she said sorry.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Yeah.
I said it.
That's one of those. You know, I've got two that one I'm going to catch a lot of heat for. And it's not universal, but I'm going to drop this one right here. And I'm sorry. The whole motherhood is the hardest job in the world. That's a load of crap.
Whoa.
100%. That is absolutely a load of horse bleep. It is a tough job. It is a thankless job. And at times, obviously, it can be mundane. But the hardest job in the world, horse crap.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm the mother and the father. And no, it's not the hardest job. It's tiring, but no, it is not the hardest job.
Okay, why do you think people say that?
One, women say because, you know, you want to get credit because, like I said, it's a thankless job. And guys say because they want to sleep with the women and they just go along with it. But like, there's all this thing of like, that's why you like look at sitcoms, right? And the dad is always such an idiot. He can't cook. He doesn't know how to do the laundry. The mom goes away for a week and the house falls apart. Horse crap. I can clean the house. I know how to do the dishes. I cook meals. I help the kids with the homework. We do back to school shopping. I did a lot of that stuff when my wife was still alive. This notion that somehow only a woman can do that and that it's like being a Navy SEAL. No, it's not. Because here's the thing. I've been a mother and a father. I've never been a Navy SEAL. I can raise my kids. I can't be a Navy SEAL. Hard, thankless job. Yes. Hardest job in the world. Go to hell. No, it's not. Okay. Stop slapping yourself on the back and guys, stop going along with it just because you want to sleep with the girl.
What's your other one?
Now I lost my train of thought.
Oh, okay. Let me read some of the people. The people out there. The people. Let's see here. They're coming in here hot and heavy. Julia Roberts, not hot.
I've heard that one before.
Wow.
And I still contend that if she walked into any room, she's immediately the hottest person there.
And
floors everybody.
Another one says, California drivers are responsible either directly or indirectly for all auto wrecks in Oregon. Here's one. I like Olive Garden. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's one that you guys hold on to quite a bit.
What?
The Olive Garden one. Like, you guys, like...
What?
You and Lynch are...
Well, it's not good, but it's okay if you like it.
Yeah.
Starbucks coffee sucks? I don't even think that's that unpopular, although...
Oh, that was my other one, is coffee in general.
I'm just going to go with coffee sucks in general. Yeah, I'm not a coffee drinker either.
No. I love coffee.
I think coffee sucks.
I think I got turned off at coffee ever since I was a kid, and like in elementary school with your teacher leaning over your shoulder to check your work, and all you can smell is that stale coffee breath. I think that ruined it for me.
I really like this one. People pretend they're okay being around someone who doesn't drink, but they really aren't at all. That's so true.
Yeah.
So odd.
Yeah,
it's so odd.
I don't drink, but you know, you go right ahead. And I'm telling you, look at the feedback on the mom thing. I told you, there's going to be a lot of anger coming my way.
I will here in a second. Nobody actually likes the band Journey. So one of our listeners said.
Whoa.
Not true.
No, Journey,
Rust is disgusting.
That's just patently false.
Yeah, Journey's great. It's wonderful.
Let's see here. Donald Trump's hair isn't that bad. Okay, let me go back up here.
Coffee tastes like a boiled cigar, but I drink a pot a day.
Yeah, I don't like...
Well, a lot of it's how it makes you feel, too.
Yeah,
it's
kind of my... But I say the same way about a lot of beer. Like, I don't think... And that's the other one I hold, that I think a lot of booze is awful, but people drink it just to drink it.
Based on a dare.
Yeah, and then eventually you just like the way it tastes. Like doing shots of anything. Oh, yeah. I'll do shots of tequila. It's smooth. No, yeah. It's not. It yeah. tastes like...
Vodka doesn't taste good, but I drink it because it...
tastes like burning.
Doesn't taste as bad as other stuff.
I feel coffee's the same way. That's why you dump like a gallon of sugar and a bunch of creamer in it. You can put a bunch of sugar and creamer on a turd and you'd be like, I guess it's feasible. But, you know, people drink coffee, like you said, because the way it feels. But I That's when I hold.
Well, it can be habitual.
Is no good.
It can be habitual too. It's like just, you know, it's kind of like the smoking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just you want to put something in your mouth. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Like it's some of it's drinking can be that way. It's just habitual. It becomes habit.
Yeah.
And it's comfortable to you.
Wine. It's like pouring sunshine on your brain. After a glass or two, you start feeling pretty good.
People do it.
Yeah. There you go.
Here's another. Halloween is terrible. That's great. I love it. I'm so on board with that. Halloween's the dumbest thing ever.
Not a Halloween guy at all.
No, but I mean, I know the kids love it. So,
yeah.
Friends, not a good show.
Oh, not a good show at all. Not a good show at all. That show sucked.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that.
And don't you want to punch yourself in the face for even watching it? Now that you go back and watch it, or like if you watched an episode recently, like how did we ever watch this?
It is weird when you go back. I don't think that show has held up very well. So. I do think I think when you watch it now, there is an element of that. But I mean, you can't deny the fact that thing was huge. Like, people loved
that show. Wildly unpopular opinion.
Yeah. Voodoo Donuts and Salt and Straw suck.
Ooh, somebody else said that the other day. I was talking to one of our clients. He doesn't get focus. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get downtown much. And... he took his daughter down there and they went to Salt and Straw and he's like, my God, the lines around the, you know, cause there's always a line there.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, fine. I've heard all about this. Let's, you know, let's do it. He was like, dude, what is the fuss with that? He's like, I don't get it.
No, I've never understood the Voodoo Donut thing. Like waiting in line for,
well, he was talking, this is Salt and Straw.
Salt and Straw. That's the same thing. I hope well, that
one's donuts, one's ice cream. But
same thing. Waiting 45 minutes for ice cream or a donut. No. Right out.
All right, we got to go. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Filling it in with Big John Sicanic. Brought to you on The Fan by BizNet Insurance. Get the right insurance for your business, home, or auto. BizNet offers a number of national and regional carriers to choose from to maximize your coverage at the best value. Online at BISNETT.com.
All right, just a couple of minutes here for Big John Sicanic. I'm looking up here at the Mariners game. I need to know what I'm getting into here. And it appears it is 2-2 in the sixth.
It's okay right now. They were down early 2-0, and they've clawed their way back, and okay. It's 2-2, so all is calm right now.
Okay. All right. We're not getting a cranky John yet.
No, it's Houston. It's Houston, and it's Gerrit Cole. So I fully expect them to lose, so I've been preparing myself for that fact. Plus, they beat the crap out of Verlander last night, which was totally unexpected. So I'm playing with house money right now.
This is the most positive I've heard you about the Mariners, like, in a month.
Yeah. Well, I told you, I think it's over. I've come to grips that it's over. So once you get rid of that umbrella of expectation and hope, you kind of go with the punches for the most part.
Well, it's funny. We were driving up to when we drove up to see Pearl Jam, the Mariner game was on, and we were listening to it as they were being bludgeoned. And I will tell you that John took that better than I thought as they were being mangled by the mighty Texas Rangers. I do feel like he's just been defeated and he's accepted it. And that's a better version of defeated John is better than hopeful John.
Look, sometimes you just have to punt and play defense. And that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, sometimes, yeah, I'm with you on that. It's a healthy perspective that you have.
Mariner's been punting for 25 years.
Ha ha, Rob, it's 40. You're stuck.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question, baseball-related question. I'm wondering it right now. Okay, if you're on third base, you're on third base, and they hit a fly ball to the warning track, mm-hmm. to just an average major league outfielder, mm-hmm. and you tag and try to score, mm-hmm. how much are you getting thrown out by?
A lot.
That's what I'm saying. It's like what,
yeah, a lot.
Like people just take tagging from third and scoring for granted in baseball because they do it all the time. But normal person, you trying to tag and score, do you get halfway before you're thrown out?
No, I get.
Is
more
there a
than,
play at the plate?
I'd get more than halfway, but there would not be. Well, there would be a play at the plate because I'm coming to the plate, but the catcher would already have the ball.
Is the catcher walking towards you to meet you to make it go faster?
Yeah, he's waiting. I think he's waiting.
See, I think about this sometimes, like when Nelson Cruz always gets a pitch runner, or Albert Pujols, and you watch those guys run, and you're like, my God, how slow can you be? And then you realize that they're way faster than you. That's the eye opener for me. Is when I see someone in baseball and I think how slow they are, and then I'm like, what must I look like running the bases?
Yeah, there should be like that. Sometimes they have like the fan fest and they let you like go throw a pitch from the mound. They should put outfielders out there and let you try to tag from third.
That'd
I'd like
fun.
To see that.
Barrel over the catcher, pull a Pete Rose.
Well, you think about it, like when you see like Jamie Moyer throwing 85 and then you try to throw.
John, we got to go. Love you. Love your body. Have a great weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. I want everyone to have a great weekend. Everybody should have a great weekend.
Yes. And love one another.
Love each other.
And I love you.
I love you. I have a white rock. What?
Oh, what?
All right. We're out of here. See you Monday on The Fan.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.